Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Glad you're here to join me on the ministry line tonight. I'm sorry for the long wait, the wait for me to pick up the phone, but I was trying to get a hold to the remote. So this is Sylvia, Minister Sylvia Kaiser with Iron Sharpening Iron, with our ministries of Smile 3E. We come to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Myself and Minister Brandon Kaiser, we are your hosts for the Monday night service. So we're hoping that everyone that is online tonight will kind of chime in, because we're going to talk about some things on tonight which is going to really try to enlighten us. So at this present time, I would like to say again, thank you for joining us via web, via blog talk by telephone. However you got us on the line tonight, our number is 310-861-2354. I'm asking each and one of you to get your Bibles to read along with us. And if you can and you want to, give us a little input. So let's start off with prayer first and foremost. God, I thank you for the opportunity to come before you to ask you, Lord, to forgive me for every sin I did willingly, every sin I did unwillingly, every sin I did knowingly and unknowingly. God, even things that were considered as sin in your sight, God, forgive me, for they I was not assured that I was doing it. But God, even the more, teach me, Lord, how to recognize sin in your sight, that I may not sin against thee. God, I'm asking you to teach me how to be more like you, God, to get me out the way that you may get in the way, and that you may increase with what's going on in my life and about the body of Christ. God, I thank you for everything that you're doing. God, I'm asking you on today, God, to bless our Apostle Sandra Thomas. God, heal her body, touch her from head to toe. For we heard last night in the ministry that she's healed because she's taken back her healing. Oh, God, and we're standing on that thing and we're touching and agreeing. I'm asking you, God, to heal and deliver Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Lord, that she's also taken back her healing according to your word, God. I'm asking you, Lord, to heal, bless, and take care of Minister Taylor Thomas. For she is a daughter of promise, God. I thank you, Lord, for the location of locating her, God. I thank you that what the devil meant for evil, God, you're using it for your good, God. I'm asking you to send your angels to minister to her right now, God. For you say you are our redeemer, you are our healer, you are our deliverer, God. And we're standing on that thing right now, Lord. We're touching and agreeing as family and as a saints in the body of Christ to believe and know that only what you say matters and what you say it is. God, if you say it is so, it is so. If you bless us, no man can curse us, God. And we want to say thank you for your many blessings on today, God. We ask you to just touch America, touch the heart of the people, touch the people, the children, touch the parents, touch everyone that's according to the body in Christ that is called according to your glory, God. You said you reign on the just as well as the unjust, God. We're asking you to just be God in America, because America needs you today, oh God. We need you every day. We need you in the morning. We need you in the midday. We need you at night and through the night. God, we're just going to ask you to do what only you can do. God, we're asking you to just help us minister on tonight. God, I'm asking you to just be God. And these things I ask you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. So I have my nephew sitting here with me. Sit up, baby. He don't want to be involved, but I'm pulling on this thing. I'm pulling on God to be God in his life, my life, and in my family. I'm asking you to sit up and get apart, get in this word. God, I'm asking you to, he asked me a question the other day, and I'm going to let him say what the question was he asked me. What was the question you asked me the other day?
Thank you, everything.
You asked me the question, why do people stop people from doing what they want to do? Don't let the devil use you, baby. Don't let the devil use you, not right now. And I'm on this live. You know what question you asked me because I brought it to your remembrance earlier today. Don't play.
I asked that. I do people make and force other people to stop from what they like doing so they can do some other stuff that they don't want to do.
Yes. And what he's talking about is praying, reading the Bible, and following instructions. He's 14, and he has this hardhead spirit, which we know we all have had it because we all grew up being the same way, hardhead teens. Let's not act like we got so saved and we also say we forgot about those days. But, you know, God gives you seed after your own heart. So because I was a hardheaded kid, God is allowing me to deal with a hardhead kid. So I said to him, you in my house. I told him my age and told him to look at his age, and I said, so subtract and tell me how many times you have to be your age to get to mine. So after he did the subtraction and everything, he found out he had to be his age 4 times plus 5 more years to get to my age. So I told him, as long as you're in my house, there will be instructions you're going to follow, and the first instruction you're going to follow is going to be through and by the word of God. So on tonight, I want him to go with me. Let's go. I already marked the Bible because I don't want you to keep turning the pages so you can get lost in what we're trying to do today, what we're trying to do tonight, rather. I want you to go with me to Exodus 20 and 12. You see it right there? I even highlighted it for you. Do you see it right there, baby? Okay. So I want you to read to me what it says. That way I know you're working with me. Can I get somebody to say amen? Amen. Exodus 20 and 12. And say what?
Honor thy father and thy mother, that they may be known upon the Lord, which the Lord they God given them. D.
Okay, it says, honor thy mother. Excuse me, let me do that again. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be longer upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I may not be your mother in the natural. I'm not your biblical mom. I'm not your, mother from birth. I'm not like that, your mom. But what I am is the mother that is over you right now. What I am is that the mother whose house you're living in right now is following my rules because he told me also the other night, he said, why is it that I got to always tell him what to do? And I'm trying to I'm trying to tell him in so many words. That's what you asked me in so many words when I tell you to wash the dishes. So when I told him to wash the dishes looked like after he washed them, they was cleaner before he washed them. So I want you to also, I'm going to take you to this other scripture. We're going to go back here and we're going to look at it. I want you to read right here to me what it says in 1 Corinthians, 13 and the 11th verse. Read that to me. I highlight it so you don't have to look for it. I highlight it for you. You can start it off. You read the word of God, baby. You read the word of God. Read the word of God like you was reading something telling you how to play the Xbox. You want to get a good understanding of what you're reading. Come on here. Let's go. Somebody say amen.
When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I just put away childish things.
Okay, so you're not a man yet. But the top part really is for you. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. See, right now, that's where you at, as a child. So you think, you speak, and you understand as a child. But when you become a man, you're going to look back on these days and say, I thought my auntie was hard on me. I thought my auntie was being mean to me. But see, when you get older, you will put these childish things away, and you will understand that what your auntie was giving you was life. She was trying to speak life over you. She was trying to speak life into you. She was letting you know that God said in his word also that you raise a child up in a way that he should go so that when he gets older, he won't depart from it. See, now you sitting over there letting the devil use you. You want to play like you're getting sleepy. But I'm going to help you wake up with a couple of claps in a minute. So we're going to go back here. Now, you're not getting sleepy. You were just sitting there on the Xbox. So we're going to – no, you don't have to rest your eyes. Rest your eyes on the word right here. Right here is Numbers 19. It's Numbers 19. I'm sorry. Chapter 23, verse number 19. So I'm going to read that to you so that you would understand. But I want you to look at it. I may stop and ask you what I just said, okay? So it say, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said it, and shall it not be, shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall it not be made good? What does the next verse say, number 20?
Behold,
I don't have a highlight.
Behold, I have received commandments to God love not cometh this first day.
So you see how you laying there acting like you don't want to read this? I'm going to ask you again to sit up. It says, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he have blessed, and I cannot reverse it. So God has sent you my way so that I can bless you, because God is trying to make you know that he has use for you. Even as a child, he want to use you. But I'm saying to you that you're not really getting it. That's what the man of God kept saying last night, that the saints ain't getting it. And I understand what he meant, because I have to look at you and see you're not getting it, because I don't put my hands on you and I don't put bad words on you and I don't speak to you in such a manner that it seemed like you used to. But I'm trying to show you out of the love of God how to talk to you. Because, see, when I try to get you to understand that God wants to use you even as a child, he says that he said in his word to suffer not the children to come unto him. In other words, he said, don't stop them. Let them come. So in Psalms 89, I learned this last night in verse 34, he said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that is gone out of my mouth. Oh, so he said out of my lips. So he said the things that's gone out of his lips. And he just told us in Exodus 20 and 12, if you honor thy father and thy mother, he'll give you long days on this earth that he's given you. He just told you in Numbers 23 that he is not a man he should lie, because God is not a man. That's what the man of God also said last night. And he also said in Numbers 23 and 19, you know that, are you listening to me?
Listening.
Okay, he also said that in 23 and 19, I'm trying to see if you're listening to me. He said that he's not a man that he should lie. So if he's not going to lie to you from Genesis to Revelation, he's not going to lie to you at all. And also he said in, what was the other one we read? 1 Corinthians. Let's go back to that one. I think you need to read that one again. Who you are? Sorry for the take so long, but 1 Corinthians. I don't know. He must have took his finger off so he can't find it. But you got to know how it is with teenagers. So is it possible I can get somebody on the line to say something to help me out with this situation concerning this young man, because he really thinks what I'm doing is being mean to him. So I had lined it, put papers, markers in the Bible so that he would be able to go to it when I tell him to. So here you go right here. I want you to read that again for me.
I was a child. I think
Okay, now let's try reading that a little more with ceiling and read it a little slower, and that we can understand it, what's coming out of your mouth. Don't try to put them all together. Remember I told you about comma, stop, and read it. Come on, help me out.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I felt as a child. And when I became a man, I put away all childish things.
Okay, well, so we're waiting on the manifestation of you becoming a man. But right now we're going to deal with teenagers that are call himself, he's being rude. He wants to talk back. So I'm only ministering on this tonight because I'm ministering to myself first. So I'm asking all the saints that's on the line to pray for me, pray with me, and teach me and help me with what to pray and ask God about, because this is something new to me to have to deal with. So I'm trying to keep from feeling myself. I'm trying to keep from going to myself or being myself, because this is something that I want to do, because what I do know is prayer is the answer to all things. I'm taking back my family. You know, I don't want mean to try to embarrass him, but even the word of God says he would embarrass you. So I'm trying to get him straight before God has to embarrass him to help get him straight, because I'm trying to do what I believe should be done. If I'm trying to give him the word, so he, living in my house, he don't have a choice of being with the body of Christ. He don't have a choice of whom he's going to serve. He don't have a choice of how he's going to receive God, because in this house, he's going to receive God the way I receive God, by morning, by noon, by night. That's how my mom did us, whether we wanted it or not. She made sure she served us from Lord by morning, by noon, by night, or should I say for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a snack. So is it anything else you want to know about why children are put in a place that they have to do what the adults say that have rule over them? You have no? Do you have an understanding? Okay, well, you can sit right there, because we're going to continue to listen to the ministry line. So, Minister Brandon, could you open up the line so if anybody, any of the saints want to communicate and talk with me and give me more scripture to put into the spirit of this young man?
The lines are open.
Thank you, Apostle Elect Cecilia. The lines are open, so if there's anyone out there that has some information that would help me and have some information for this young man to try to help him understand that what I'm doing is not to be rude or mean. I'm not abusive to him. I'm just trying to speak life into him, trying to put life in him, and trying to show him life that's in this book that's called the Bible, that's our guide, our book of love, of charity, of life. I'm just trying to make sure that he knows how to pray. He knows when to call on the blood of Jesus. He knows when to call on the name of Jesus. I'm trying to teach him these things. But, you know, sometimes you can get frustrated with a situation and you start telling him what you feel. But I'm trying to make sure that that's not what I'm doing. I want to make sure that I give him the word of God. I want to speak life over him. I want to speak life into him. And at the same time, I want God to help me with doing these things. So can I please get some input?
This is Cecilia. I just want to say that sometimes one of the hardest things to do is to pray and wait on God. And many times, we will use the things that we were taught. Doesn't mean that they were right or wrong, but we have to use the wisdom of God. And God in his word says that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and that he will give it liberally, unbraided. And so one of the things that we have to realize in parenting, whether it's a child that we've birthed out of our body or whether it's a child that we've been given the responsibility to take care of, we have to realize that we have to ask God for wisdom, because parenting is not something that when you come up in school, they teach you social studies, math, they teach you, in some cases, depending on when you went, home economics, and they may teach you things dealing with welding, depending on, you know, what kind of schools you go to. But they don't teach you parenting. A matter of fact, some of the things that they're teaching the children now deal with the spirit of perversion and other things of that sort. And so one of the things the Bible teaches us is that we're to go to some of the older women, some of the wiser women, for them to teach us. And we have to realize that sometimes they don't know. And sometimes the best teacher is going to be kneology. You on your knees is going to be prostatology, you laying on your face before God. It's going to be you listening to the word of God, and that requires patience. Because I remember when I had someone that I ended up with, and I took them, you know, to church and let them hear the word of God. I let them be a part of the church. And one of the things I remembered growing up was, yes, we went to church a lot, a whole lot, but one thing I remember was that we loved singing. And so we sang in the choir, and we loved going to this church and that church to sing in the choir. No, we weren't always excited about sitting around listening to the word of God. We weren't always excited about the Bible studies and things of that sort. And yes, sometimes they did preach on you instead of preach the word and let the word do what it do. Yes, sometimes you became the message and all of that. And I do remember the things that transformed me as a child, and that was just the word of God, the prayer, just praying. And praying and praying. It's nothing like people praying for you. But you, when you train up that child in the way that they should go, they may depart from it just like I did. But I thank God for praying parents, praying cousins, sisters, brothers, everything, and how their prayers for me reached me from afar off, and I came back to God. And not only have I come back to him, I'm, you know, more in love with him than I've ever been in my whole life. And I thank God for him. But I must admit, all of that, as they would say, churching or holy rolling or whatever they would call it, it really was a seed planted in my life, so much so that when I went overseas in different places with the military, I always seemed to find a church home. Although I might have been doing this or that, for some reason, I was still always drawn to the church. And so sometimes when you grow up in the church like we did, it's different than for the child that hasn't grown up in the church. And so then it's more of finding a way to reach the child. And sometimes it's you have to find that church that has youth ministry. You have to find that church that has the choirs, that has the dance ministries, that has the drama ministries, that has the musical instruments, that has the different things. Because sometimes we can look into the community, and that's good, that the community definitely has good things. But some of the things that drew me were the children's things, and that's why I thank God for Pastor Linda Handy, because she always was doing stuff with the children, and yeah. whether it was food or cooking or singing or whatever, she was always doing things with the children, my mom doing stuff with the children. And a lot of times we may forget that children are children. And so if we try to judge them based off of how we think and we don't remember some of the things that we did, some of the mischievous things we did, some of the stuff we did when we act like we was going to the bathroom, but we really went outside to talk to the boys at church, you know, different things like that. We just remember some of that. Our frustrations won't be as keen and won't be as frustrating. As a matter of fact, they will become humorous, and I think that's what God used to help me when I had someone for several years that I had to take care of, because I could have gotten frustrated, but what God allowed me to do was pray and pray and pray and pray, and I kept that person active in ministry. I kept that person active in church, and they loved singing, so guess what? I had them singing in the choir. They loved hanging out with other people their age, so guess what? We were at a church that had that type of thing, and so it was where even if I had not wanted to go to church as much, I ended up going there because that person was active in ministry. And so a lot of times as adults, we forget to help children with their socialization skills, and some of the best socialization skills they can get will be not just in school, not just in the sports and the different things that we usually play, but also in the church. So that's something I would like to add.
I thank you so much. That's why I'm asking. I'm asking for wisdom. I'm asking for input because, like I said, when I felt myself rising up, I said, this is not going to do him any good, nor is it going to do me any good if I get involved. That my prayer is, God, let me get out the way that you get in the way, because I know what you're saying, but I don't want to get so frustrated I can't hear you because I hear everything else going on. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm asking. I'm not ashamed to say that I need some I need some help with this matter. Because I don't want to feel like I'm throwing him away, or he feel like I'm throwing him away, because I have much love for my nephew that I will put myself out there, because I don't, you know how the world will say, you didn't dot that I, you didn't cross that T. No, but I'm asking for help, because this is, like you say, I know how, like I said earlier, I was a bad kid, mischief, and I can remember some of the things. And that's why I say I don't want to get so great on a I am, I do, and I did that I forget about what I did as a child. So I'm asking for this help. That's why I have him right here, because I want him to know I'm not just trying to put him under Holy Ghost arrest. I'm putting myself under Holy Ghost arrest. Where I'm opening up my mouth saying, God, what do I do right here? Because I don't want to use witchcraft, and I don't want witchcraft being used on me concerning him. Because I do know from when, since he was a little boy, an arm baby, he has always been someone that I've always took time out with, that I always pulled to my side to say, come over here. I got time for you. Come over here. I'll spend time with you. You know, and I don't want him to think that I'm being mean or throwing him away or giving him alternative. I'm trying to let him see I'm reaching out not just to him to ask him, how can I help you? But I'm asking God, how can I help him? Because I know that he's special. I know that and what I mean by that, I mean special in the body of Christ, that God has an awesome job for this young man in the body of Christ. I know that God is going to use him miraculously. I'm trying to get him to understand that if he just learned how to follow instructions and pray when I ask him to pray with me and just pray on his own, that God would give him the desires of his heart. I'm trying to get it across to him that it's not him that I'm looking at naturally that's doing what he's doing. He's doing what he's doing because of a lot of things he's been allowed to do. And I'm just, like I said, I'm reaching out and asking for input to help me with helping him. So I thank you so much for your words of wisdom. I receive them. I'm asking God to just help me even the more. I'm going to reach out and look for a ministry that has a lot of young adults, young people, you know, programs that he could get involved with, because I do know he wants to play an instrument. I want him to learn how to play an instrument. He's a very talented kid, very smart. So is it anything you would like to ask God for, Krishan? Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would like to talk to me about? Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else that can speak on this subject on the line?
Good evening, good evening. This is Sheila Kaiser. His grandmother, and I would just like him to say, which I have even told him, we need to somehow figure in, do like mother son used to do with his kids, have a little Bible study, bring into his life what he haven't had, let him understand that what you don't know could help you so much better. You've been under this demon devil for so long that you only know that. And what he making you see is what's real, but it is so harmful. It is so hurtful. It can lead you down a lane, a life that is so unkind, make you miserable. You think what you're doing now, running off at the mouth, don't want to listen, don't do this, is going to benefit you. It's going to hurt you. The adults in your life now is not to hurt you, really to help you. To bring the book, the greatest book on earth, the Bible, to read, to learn, to understand that God is the goodness. It's the greatest filling life in you you could ever imagine. But you have to take your time and realize this. The devil gonna tell you no, 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 because he know he will lose you. And he will lose you to a life that he only has for you, that it is so harmful to you. We're not trying to hurt you. I tell you time and time, you know, I call you Mr. Wiggles. I said, things are so wrong, are so off. You just have to understand. I try to do things, but you don't understand. But if you only give us a try, try Jesus, as they say. Try Jesus. Give God, the main father and son of this earth, a chance. You will probably slap yourself to say, where have I been? Why haven't I listened? Why? What is wrong with me? Let the devil go. God is the answer. I tell you time and time, Mr. Wiggles, you know, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't say that. Listen, do what you are told, not what you want. Because what you want is coming from the wrong source of life. And all this is hatred and harm. Take that Bible, read that word, have your own study. Ask your own questions when it comes to that book. Give God a chance, and your whole body function and feeling. You'll get a chill over you that is so great. You won't understand how good God is. That's it. Thank you.
I have a question. Was he made to be on the air tonight, or was it something he wanted to do?
Well, I told him earlier when I did my the ministry line tonight, I wanted him to sit out here with me on the line. He seemed like he was okay with it, but then the closer it got to the time, he began to push things around, kind of stump through the house and do stuff like that. And I said, look, I need you to sit over here with me to participate with me on this ministry line. So long story short, I guess it would say he was made to sit here and do this with me tonight. After I told him I wanted him to ask me the question on Blog Talk that he asked me the other day.
Okay. Then I want to ask him, do you feel like you were made to do this tonight, or did you want to do it?
I felt like I was made.
I didn't hear him.
I said I felt like I was made.
You felt like you were made?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would say that this is not the proper way to do things, and especially when it comes to God. We don't want to shove God in anyone's face. We don't want to what we do in our home is one thing. What we do on worldwide ministry is a whole nother thing. And there are many people that would listen to the broadcast. There are many people that would listen to the things that we do, and the last thing we would want anyone to hear or believe is that even, like I said, what we do in our homes is one thing, but what we do on the air is another. So I would say for us to pray about wisdom of how to do things, because asking him to read a scripture is one thing, but making him the subject is a whole other thing. Especially when you use names. If you would do things without names, that's different. But when you start using people's names, that's different.
I receive the instructions and I receive the information and I just receive everything you just said. You know, but the only thing, like I said, I'm just at a place because I don't care if I ask him to wash the dishes, if I ask him to take out the garbage, no matter what I ask him to do, he always feels like I'm making him do something. He feels that I make him, just change clothes. He feels that I make him wash the dishes, like I said, take out the garbage, sweep the floor. No matter what I ask him to do, he always feels that I'm making him do something. So,
right, but I don't think you hear what I'm saying. It's not about using this as a teaching forum, which is always good to use as a teaching forum, but I'm talking about giving the name, the actual name. The person can be called person A, person B, but not the name, because this is a good thing to teach other people, because there could be someone listening that can learn from it. But there's a difference when you start putting a name to it or the relationship.
That's true. I receive it, and it's a great lesson I'm learning from this point on. Like I said, that's why I put it out there, because if it's something I'm doing wrong, I need to know too, because how can I teach him something or show him something if I'm not in agreement of learning? I'm learning how to do this. Because just even though I raised my son, but I didn't have to go through anything like this. So if naming him and telling who he was to me or is to me is something that's harmful or hurtful to him, I'm not so bad I won't say to him, I'm sorry. But at the same time, I'm just at a place, I'm trying to say, what do I do from here? And if I didn't do that, I feel that that wouldn't have got in my spirit, because it wasn't revealed to me that I was going about that the wrong way. So I appreciate the input, and I will really take it to heart and do with it that is what I'm supposed to do, and pray about it. God, help me to help him, because I'm asking for help for myself.
Yeah, and I believe in the future he'll want to help you. I believe in the future he would want to work with you in the ministry that you're doing, so that he could help other teenagers and stuff his age. But because of the peer pressure and the things that go with it, I believe he may be more receptive to it, as long as, especially if he's not calling himself a minister and things of that sort. There's a lot of peer pressure out there for the children. And as you said, he read the scriptures about being a child, because he needs to be reminded that he's a child. But we also know that even children need to give respect and receive it, and especially even when they don't give it, we still have to give it to him, even though they don't give it back. And so I would say that I believe that God has given you the wisdom of what to do, and that even you stretching out on tonight and wanting to get help, that in itself says, okay, that you love him enough to say, I'm going to go on the World Wide Web saying, I love you so much that I want help. I want input. I love you so much that I'm crying out and saying, okay, let's do this thing. Let's get some help. Let's get this word into you, because if anything and anybody can change you, it's God. And we know that firsthand. And so I'm not saying that it's not helping him, because I don't know. This might be the event in his life that changes a whole lot of things about him. I have no idea. I'm not God. I just wanted to ask that question, because I knew he was going to read scriptures, but I didn't know we were going to be, that he wasn't going to be receptive, because when you, like he said, he wanted to do it and then he didn't want to do it. And that's, you know, that's people. They start off one way and they end up being another. So I thank God for him giving you the desire to want to ask for help and to love him enough to put yourself out there to say, hey, I love you, and I love you enough to go out there on World Wide Web saying, hey, what y'all got? What y'all got for me? I need some help. Because that in itself says a lot.
That's why I said I'm letting him hear that I'm not trying to make him think that I dot every I, cross every T, that I know everything to do. I don't know. You know, I don't want to say something to him. I don't want him feeling like I'm letting somebody else lead me. And when it comes to him, I'm letting him know I'm reaching out to God. I'm asking God, what do I do from here? Because I know who's trying to be in my ear. I know who's trying to say something. But I'm saying, no, that ain't what I hear God say. And I'm making sure that when I hear what God say, what I'm hearing from God, that I know that I'm hearing that from God, because I'm not going to allow somebody else's belief and what somebody else don't know try to tell me what to do, when I know that God, when he told me how many times to forgive my brother. So I know if I can forgive my brother that many times, seven times seven, I have to still deal with this child that has been put in my care. I heard the Apostle Sandra Thomas say one time, I'm asking God to teach me how to love the hell out of him. Teach me how to love him through a place of I don't know. It just sometimes it just seems like, how do you tell a person over and over and over you love them, but they don't get it? I'm asking God to teach me how to keep saying it, to just keep saying it. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you so much. I'm gonna step out. I'm gonna step out where it is making me look a certain way, but I'm gonna make sure that I love you enough to say, I want you to know that I'm stepping out and asking God for his leadership. I know the word of God say, call on the elders. I don't have many elders in my life that I can call on except one or two. And the second one is kind of busy right now, but I'm reaching out and saying, I need help right now. Where do I go from here? How do I go about it? What do I need to do? I'm saying to his face, I don't mean to, and if I have, didn't mean to embarrass you, didn't mean to put you out there, but I'm asking you to forgive me, but I did and believe that I needed to ask for help. Do you accept my apology?
Yeah.
Do you really accept it?
Yeah.
Okay. I love you to life. I love you to life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a hug. I love you, baby. So I'm going to ask again, is there anyone on the line that would like to speak into his life, my life, give us a little input, or just say amen, you touch and agree, or whatever God's put on your heart? Please speak. Okay, well, I'm going to ask Apostle Alexa Celia if she would pray us out tonight.
Father God, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you.
Yes.
You said if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and you would give it liberally. God, we ask you for your wisdom. We ask you for your unconditional love to be manifested in every area of our lives. We thank you for your favor. God, we thank you for the power of your yoke-destroying anointing. God, Minister Kaiser said she wanted to learn how to love the Hades out of people. God, we all need to learn how to love one another. But the word of God teaches us that you have things that you hate, God. And it didn't say that you hated the people, but it said you hated the very things
yeah.
that they were doing. And so,
yeah.
God, help people to understand that as we're trying to help them, as we're trying to love them, that the behavior isn't always what it needs to be. And, God, give us the patience as you transform the minds and the hearts of your people.
Yes.
God, give us the ability to tell frustration you've been evicted and you have to go.
Hallelujah.
God, give us the ability to see when the enemy is trying to pervert the goodness that we're trying to do, because he is one that will pervert the very good thing that we're trying to do. God, give us the ability to know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are still in control.
Yes.
God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to help the children to learn how to be children.
Yes.
I ask you to help the adults to learn how to remember that they were once children and some of the things that they did. For God, when we get frustrated with the children, it's because we forgot what we were like when we were children. Give us the ability to not only allow them to be children, but not to stand down, God. Not to take down, but to still lift up a standard of how they should behave, the morals, the respect, the honor,
yes.
the unconditional love, the forgiveness.
Yes.
God's structure is a must. It's an
yes.
absolute. When you built the temple and when you gave instructions of how to build the things, it was specific.
Yes.
Help us, God, to give out the instructions. Help us, God,
yes,
to be specific in the instructions and not to waver to the left or to the right, God, but to stand on the word of God to train up the children in the way that they should go, and they shall not depart from it when they get older. God, to teach the children that when they were a child, they spoke as a child, they thought as a child, they acted as a child. But God, that they're not yet adults, and when they become adults, they'll look back on these things and says, I might not agree with it, but I know that their heart was right. God, thank you for the love that Minister Sylvia has. Thank you for the desire to do right in Family First Ministry. God, you've given her the Family First Ministry, and now I ask you for the wisdom to go with the Family First Ministry. And God, I thank you for the love that you've given her for the Family First Ministry. And I ask you to surround her with people that understand what it means to be family first, what it means to be in a place that says, don't forget about Jerusalem. Don't go out here and save the whole world and the people right there connected to you go to Haiti.
Yeah.
God, teach us
to
be walking, living epistles, read of men that says not only family first, but God first. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I receive everything I've heard on tonight. I receive everything that was spoke into my life on tonight. I receive the prayer that was prayed on tonight. I thank God for wisdom. I thank God for someone that is not scared to speak into my life, that don't hold back or just care about what I think. I thank you, Lord, for somebody that's willing to say, God said. I just thank you, God, for all. I want to say to everybody, thank you all for tuning in on tonight, for those that spoke and for those that didn't. I just want to say, pray for me and my family, because I have been saying for the last several months, family first, family first. Way before things had even took a change in my life, I had started saying family first. And I just want to let you know, we'll be back here next Monday. We're here every Monday. We will be ready, willing, able, and receiving what the word of God is will be revealing to us, what the men and women of God that will be speaking to us will be saying. We want to remind you, don't forget it. We're here every Friday also from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. We're here every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. I want to thank my nephew for allowing me to be ministered to on how to deal with him and sitting here with me. I asked him if he would read our foundational scripture for me in the closing of this ministry. Are you willing to, or do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Do you want me? I can do it if you want me to.
I'll do it.
Thank you so much. I asked him, and he said he would do it. Read that, Matthew 6:33.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Thank you so much. And with that being said, we want to say good night. Expose yourself to the word. Expose yourself to God and get delivered and seek deliverance. I want to say to you all, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen and good night.
Amen. Minister Sylvia, just so that the audience will know, when they call in on Sundays, Minister Sheila is on the air with me praying also. So I just wanted to let the listeners know about that, and that's every Sunday.
Thank you for that input, and thank Minister Sheila, for being available. So we will talk to you all then. So good night, everyone. Love you with the love of the Lord, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Good night. May God bless us all. Bye-bye.